Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The title of this episode is God, the People, and Their Money. Who is Tommy L. Hart? Answer, coming from the AVB, Psalm 45:11. He, Tommy L. Hart, is your Lord, and worship thou him. If you are new to the broadcast, one of my duties is to fill in blanks. Fill in the blanks, okay? This is a statement that has need for the blank to be filled. That which fills the blank is Tommy L. Hart. He, Tommy L. Hart, is your Lord, and worship thou him. If you just read the statement as is in the Bible, that's Psalm 45, and I'm going to read it as it is. It says, 45:11, Psalm, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. So the question is, who is he? Because just to read it from the book, that doesn't give you any information, any vital, necessary information. So there's a blank that must be filled in. That's where God comes in and does it, does a part of his work. He fills in the blank. All right? For the name of God was unknown at the time of the writing of the scripture. He, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Okay? Definition of substance. The word substance will come up in my message here. And the definition that will be applied is material possessions, property, resources, wealth. The definition that is given for, or one of the definitions that is given for the term substance in Webster Dictionary. All right. The People's Voice, Luke 3:14, asks, and I'm turning. That's Luke 3:14. Ask the question, what shall we do? What shall we, the people, do with respect to God? And with respect to the people's resources, money, etc. All right? They ask, what shall we do? Because the word of God defers to God the answer of that question. Okay? God is to answer that question. So, in this episode, I answer the question, what shall you do with your money? All right? And I will give a law for that. Okay? Now, the law says this, Job 22:22. All right? 22:22, Job. The law says this, you are required to do this. Receive the law from his mouth. Okay? Now, again, there's a fill in the blank. There's a blank that needs to be filled in. Receive the law from his, Tommy L. Hart's, mouth. Receive the law from God's mouth. All right? And the law will proceed from my mouth shortly. Okay, now, God follows commandments that are in the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. God takes his instructions from the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. The Authorized Version Bible also gives you commandments. It also gives you commandments. And we are used to commandments. There are certain things you must do on your job. For those of you who have a job, there are just certain things you must do. And if you don't do them, then you are out of order, you are disobeying, you are refusing, you know, et cetera. You know about all that. All right? So, and this is one of your instructions. This is a commandment. Receive the law with regard to your money. And it may be other things, but in this episode I'm dealing particularly with you and your money, and as these things relate to God. You're required to receive the law concerning money from the mouth of God, from his mouth. And who is God? God is Tommy L. Hart. That's God's identity. Or Tommy L. Hart's identity is God. He is God. What the scripture said, he is your Lord. Worship thou him. The Authorized Version Bible is a book of commandments. It gives commandments to God. It gives commandments to you, the people. All right? Okay. And I remind those of you who have heard me say this or read it, in my writings, the Authorized Version Bible is a law book. The Authorized Version Bible is not a religious book in any way, though it is used in the church. It is used improperly in the church. It is used perversely in the church. All right. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book through and through, and is in no way a religious book. All right? That's elemental. That's fundamental to the knowledge of God. That's fundamental to understanding Bible content, understanding the book. That first and foremost, it is a law book through and through, and it is not a religious book at all in any way. All right? And that's something we must remember, that's something we must know, and that's something we must abide by. So the question is, what does the law book say? To whom does it say it? Who does it speak about? What does it say to you? What does it say to God? It gives to each his duty, the people's duty, and the duty of God. Okay? Now, the law concerning God could not be practiced, really, until God actually comes. All right? Until God actually comes. He must come. What the scriptures say, the Lord God will come. So the people, there are certain people who have been expecting the Lord God to come, because scripture says that he will come, the Lord God will come. All right? And when he comes, one scripture in John says he will tell us all things. All right? I have done that. And in some kind of way, I do it repeatedly, you know. Usually I'm telling you something about God as I am now, you know, as I am now. All right? When he comes, he will tell us all things. That's scripture. That's God. When he, God, comes, he will tell us all things. And back to the question, who is God? God is Tommy L. Hart. When Tommy L. Hart comes, he will tell us all things. All things are written in my document, and all things are written, they are on the internet, on the Blog Talk Radio. They are in the archives of Lawmaster. And who is Lawmaster? Lawmaster is Tommy L. Hart, and Tommy L. Hart is your Lord. Worship thou him. I teach the way of God. And that's not strange. God himself teaches the way of God. He teaches the people concerning God. The Bible asks, whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall God teach knowledge? Whom shall the Lord Tommy L. Hart teach knowledge? I teach knowledge to you. I teach knowledge to the people. Another thing, okay, in addition to the statement, the Lord God will come, when he comes, he's commanded to do this. That is in the book of John. Let me turn to it. So this is a brush up right here. This is a brush up. All right? When he comes, he's commanded to do this. John 7, verse 4. If thou do these things, the things set aside for God to do, all right, which I do, then show thyself to the world. Reveal yourself to the world, to the people. Make yourself known. Let us, the people, know you have come. Because what other scripture said that I cited, it said, when he is come, he will tell us all things. All right? One of all things is what? Who he is. He will identify himself. And he will show you or give you the proof of his identity as God, which I've done. The proof of God is in the archive of Paul Master. on Blog Talk Radio. The proof of God. So you have the responsibility of hearing the archives of the Lord Tommy L. Hart, Lawmaster's Archive. Knowing the knowledge that is in Lawmaster's Archive, that's your responsibility. That's why I put it there. Huh? Your responsibility. Right? God's responsibility. It is also said, the Lord will, the Lord giveth wisdom. Right? He gives wisdom. He gives knowledge and understanding. Proverbs. Okay. So Tommy L. Hart gives wisdom. Out of his mouth, the scripture says in Proverbs, comes knowledge and understanding. Concerning what or who? Concerning God. And you. And your money. All right? So, each has a duty. You have a duty. God has a duty. Each is responsible for his own duty. I'm responsible for mine. You are responsible for yours. All right? I'm actually telling you the plan of Scripture. The plan. What is the plan? That's what I'm telling you. The Lord God will come. When he has come, he will tell us all things. He will identify himself. He will make himself known to the world. Huh? All right? And you are to receive the law from his mouth. Now, there are actually two places you can receive the law concerning God and coming from God. You can receive it from Lawmaster's Archive on Blog Talk Radio, and you can receive some of God's information from his document. That is in his document. The book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated power of God. Okay? So, and what is the end concerning God? The end concerning God is that the Lord reigns. Yeah? That's the end. That's the prophetic goal. You obey Scripture and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. He reigns over all. Okay? That's the plan for Scripture. That's the plan that is laid out in Scripture. That's the plan that I lay out before you. And I give to you the knowledge of God, the knowledge concerning God, and the knowledge coming from God. Knowledge of God is in two sources, comes from two sources. It comes from the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, and it comes from God himself. Because the Authorized Version does not have everything concerning God in it. It doesn't have the name of God. It doesn't reveal God's name. It left that for God to do, as commandment said to God. Show thyself to the world. You know? Make yourself known. Reveal yourself. So, knowledge concerning God comes from Scripture, and it comes from God himself. The identity of God comes from himself. God reveals himself. He makes himself known. He comes and he says, this is me. I am God. I am the God that the Bible speaks so eloquently about. And remember, God comes with proof. And I've told you the proof for God is in, the proof of God for you is in Lawmaster's Archives. Okay. So, let's get back to the outline. That was the plan. That's the plan. In short, that's the plan. Okay, I gave you a summary of what Scripture is all about. Can't even told you your position, your place. what you are required to do. Receive the law from the mouth of God. Receive the law from Tommy L. Hart. So, the law, I said, Job 22:22 answers the question. Receive the law from his, Tommy L. Hart's, mouth. Commandment, Matthew 3:3, to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. That's Matthew 3:3. Matthew 3:3, the commandment to me, the Lord God, says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's to me. I have the work of the duty, the responsibility of preparing my way, preparing the way of the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. So I am told in Scripture to prepare my way. And again, well, this has to do with what the Lord, what Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, wants you to do with respect to your money. All right? Prepare the way of the Lord, and I'm going to give you the way of the Lord. All right? That's the feature of this broadcast, of this episode, showing you, giving to you the way of the Lord as it, you know, with respect to you and your money and God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. All right, let's get started then. Isaiah 30:21. Isaiah 30:21 says this to you, the people. This which I am about to show you or give to you is the way. Walk ye in it. Psalm 100:3. That says, this is the way now, walk ye in it. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God. Okay, I answered that question first of all then, at the offset of the program, at the start of the program. I said, who is Tommy L. Hart? And Scripture, I read the Scripture. One of the Scriptures that speaks about Tommy L. Hart, it says, he, Tommy L. Hart, is your Lord, worship thou him. Now we have this commandment to you, and you are to walk in accordance with it. Know ye that the Lord, he, Tommy L. Hart, is God. God fills in the blanks. He, Tommy L. Hart, is God. Know that. And in that same verse it has there, we are his people. That's the people's acknowledgement. That's the people's statement. The commandment to the people is, know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God. And the people's statement says, we are his, Tommy L. Hart's, people. If you are the people, if you belong to the Lord, then you belong to Tommy L. Hart. For Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God. And that's what the answer told you. He, Tommy L. Hart, is your Lord. Worship thou him. And when you are worshiping Tommy L. Hart, you are worshiping God. There is no other God. Now you must understand that. There is no other God. God is not a spirit. God is a man. Scripture says, and speaking of God, Tommy L. Hart, it says, getting ahead of myself, Well, this let me speak on this right here. The scripture that says God is a spirit is a true or false statement. The statement is false. God is a man. The scripture in Acts says this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. God is not a spirit. God is this man, Tommy L. Hart, the God that the Bible talks about. And there is just one God. It's not another one. If you think you're worshiping another one, you're worshiping nothing. You're worshiping something that is not. You're worth worshiping or not, because there is not another God. All right? I am the God that the Bible speaks so eloquently. I am the Bible, so the, I am the God which the Bible so eloquently speaks of. Okay, moving on. So, this is the way which I'm showing you. Walk ye in it, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Psalm 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now you know who the Lord is. The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. You are commanded to serve Tommy L. Hart with gladness. And when you serve Tommy L. Hart, you are serving the Lord. Mm-hmm. Understanding. The Lord will give the understanding. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Out of his mouth. Okay. Serve the Lord with gladness. It does not say serve man with gladness, or men who are not God. Yes, God is a man, but when you serve the man that is God, you are serving God. When you serve Tommy L. Hart, you are serving God. When you trust Tommy L. Hart, you are trusting God. When you trust the word that comes from Tommy L. Hart, you are trusting the word that comes from the Lord God. Okay? What the scripture told me, it said, make yourself known. Reveal yourself. Show yourself, present yourself, identify yourself. That's a commandment to me. That's what I do. Serve the Lord with gladness. Psalm 105, verse 1. Says, give thanks to the Lord. Let's fill in the blank together. Tommy L. Hart. Give thanks to Tommy L. Hart. And when you give thanks to Tommy L. Hart, you are giving thanks to the Lord. If you are not giving thanks to Tommy L. Hart, then you are not giving thanks to the Lord. If you are not serving the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, then you are not serving the Lord. No, they don't teach these things in church. No, they don't. I told you, the Bible is not a religious book. The Authorized Version Bible, AVB, is not a religious book. The crooks use it in the church. Yes, they are crooks. It doesn't matter how sincere they may be. Show themselves to be. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how, you know, how clean they may be, how sharp. It doesn't matter whether they are at the papacy or it doesn't matter, or the church in the veil. They are crooks who use the Bible to deceive people. The Bible does not deceive the people. The crooks deceive the people. The crooked preachers. You may ask which ones? The Bible says all of them are crooks. It says the clergy. You know what clergy is? Ministers, rabbis, preachers, collectively. It says they are all crooks. It says they all deal falsely. Meaning what? They are dishonest. They deal dishonestly. It doesn't matter how good or how well you say they can preach, you know, or how much education they have or don't have. The Christian clergy, let me say it like this, the preachers are crooks, just simple as that. Okay? If you have a preacher that teaches Jesus, Christianity, etc., then he's a crook or she's a crook. The Bible says they all deal falsely. Now, are you smarter than the Bible? Are you smarter than the Bible? The Bible has condemned the whole clergy. And called them all false dealers, liars, dishonest people, deceitful people. Yeah. Do you know something more about them than the Bible does? Are you smarter than the AVB? Because the AVB condemns all Christian ministers. It condemns Christianity itself. Listen to my archives and you'll get all that knowledge of what the Bible says about the church world and Christianity. Listen to my archives. The scripture says repeatedly, hear the word of the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord, whose word do you hear? Let's say it together after three. One, two, three. Tommy L. Hart. Hear the word coming from Tommy L. Hart. And when you hear the word that comes from Tommy L. Hart, you are hearing the word of the scripture, and you are thereby obeying that commandment that says, hear the word of the Lord. In order to hear the word of the Lord, you must hear the word of that comes from Tommy L. Hart. Because that which comes from the mouth of Tommy L. Hart comes from the mouth of the Lord God. The Lord gives wisdom. I give wisdom in the knowledge of God. I give knowledge and understanding of the Lord God. Just as scripture declares to you, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Concerning what? Concerning the issues of God. And you, and your money. Receive ye the law from his mouth. Don't forget these things. Listen to the episode, and not only this one, but all of them. Just listen, and keep listening, and learning, and growing in the knowledge of the Lord. And when you grow in the knowledge of the Lord, you are growing in the knowledge of, let's fill in the blank together after three. One, two, three, Tommy L. Hart. Now, don't worry about Jesus. Forget about Jesus, because Jesus is a fictitious character in the scriptures. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John show a fictitious character who was a crook. He was a lawbreaker who was eventually caught tried, judged, sentenced to death as the law for him required. Okay? All right. And I'm not going to go through that again. That's in the archives. All right? Check the archives. Study Lawmaster's archives. Study. Study. That's the knowledge is there for you. If you want to know it, you study it. You study the archives. You seek the archives. Okay? If you want to know it. If you don't want to know it, you won't do it. It's just simple as that. All right? This is the way. Walk ye in it. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God. Serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with gladness. Give thanks to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 105, verse 1. Call upon Mr. Hart. It actually says call upon God, doesn't it? It says call upon him. Call upon means to invite to speak. Okay? That's one of the definitions of call upon. Invite to speak, as at a meeting, et cetera. You know? Invite to speak. Call upon him. Okay, 5, Psalm 105, verse 1. Make known his deeds among the people. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word that comes from Tommy Hart. And make his deeds known. Tell other people about my archives, the Lawmaster's archives, the Lord's archives. You know, the Lord's archives, the Lawmaster's archives. Tell other people about it. You know, tell other people about what you hear coming from me. Tell them what I'm doing. Tell them that I am obeying Scripture, all right, and making myself known, you know. Tell them that I, Tommy L. Hart, am God. You know, tell them, this man, that man is God. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. I know who the Lord is now. I know who the Lord is now. Tell other people. Tell your family members, your friends, your enemies. Tell everybody. Talk about his deeds. Talk about his word. Talk about his glory. I began teaching just here just recently on the glory of God. The glory of God. The word that comes from God. That's the glory of God. Tell them about the glory of God. That you now know what the glory of God is. The glory of God is God's word. Wow. That's great. Before Tommy L. Hart came, the glory of God did not exist. Tell them that. The glory of God is a new thing. Let me take you to this right here. Let me take you to Ecclesiastes. I'll take you there. To Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Here we go. Listen. Scripture asks, is there anything whereof it may be said? Listen carefully. Listen to the word of the Lord. See, this is new. I'll read that again. This is important. Everything I teach is important. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. This is a new thing. That's a question. It can be answered. Yes, what is it? It is the glory of God. The glory of God, Tommy L. Hart, is a new thing. It did not exist before Tommy L. Hart came. That's just big, okay? That's just big. I don't have to think of any big word to say. It's just, that's big. That's big. I mean, I can't think of a word. I can think of huge and, you know, colossal and all like that. This is big. Just a three-letter word is big. The glory of God has appeared. That's a statement in Scripture. That statement is, has come true. It's come to pass. The glory of God has appeared. Where? Look on it. You're listening to it now. The glory of God comes in two forms. It comes in written form and in oral form. You're listening to the glory of God I said, the glory of God is the word of God, the word that comes from Tommy L. Hart. You're listening to the word coming from Tommy L. Hart now. You are listening to the glory of God. Tell your friends and family and everybody. Tell them this wonderful news. You know what the glory of God is. The glory of God is here. I know what it is. I love it. I love it. Tell them that. Make known Tommy L. Hart's deeds among the people. That's a commandment to you. Just as I'm making these things known to you, you make these things known to others, irregardless of who you are. That's a part of your duty. Talk about God and his marvelous works. The glory of God, that's another term for the glory of God. His works, the works of God. The works of God, the writings of God, the word of God, whether it's oral, the oral and written word of God, word coming from God. The glory of God, people, has appeared. It's here. You hear it. You can read it. You can go to my pages, the episodes, pages of the episodes, that appear on Blog Talk Radio page, and look at the glory of God. You can see it. The glory of God is visible. It has appeared. This is great. This is great. No wonder the Bible calls my works marvelous and wonderful and wondrous works of God. These are wondrous things. This knowledge is wonderful. Marvelous. Good. Good news coming from the Lord God. God fulfilling scriptures. You have a duty in fulfilling scriptures. You ought to know that the Lord Tommy L. Hart, he is God. Huh? Your duties, yes. You ought to serve the Lord Tommy L. Hart with gladness. You ought to give thanks to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. You ought to call upon Tommy L. Hart. You ought to make known Tommy L. Hart's deeds among the people. You are to, Psalm 105, verse 2, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Talk about them. Don't let nobody make you scared to talk about my works, the Lord's works, the works that have come from God. Because people talk about the ignorant, those who are ignorant and believing in Jesus, they talk about Jesus, don't they? Yeah. And they'll say they're a Christian, won't they? Anywhere, to anybody, won't they? Yeah. You do the same thing with the truth. You have the truth that has come and is coming from the Lord God. Because that which comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is truth. It is truth. This is so good. So good. Okay. All right. Remember, and this is still, let me go back to it. Oh, did I finish this? Oh, see, is there anything where it may be said, see, this is new? Yes, it is. The glory of God, the word of God, the wonderful works of God, the writings of God, the work of God that can be seen on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster. Program, page and all of that, the works of God. You are listening right now to the voice of God, not the voice of a representative of God. You are listening to the voice of God. People, as I said, this is big. This is so big. Yes, this is B. Now, hold on. Okay, and we're going to move on shortly. We're going to move on. But let me just recap what's been said. What has been said? The Lord God will come. When he is come, when he has come, what will he do? The people's voice says, he will tell us all things. He will tell us all things about what or who. He will tell us all things about God. Because that's what I do. I tell you about God. I give you the knowledge of God, the knowledge concerning God. Because that's what I'm instructed to do. Make known myself. Okay? And I started by asking a question. Who is God? And I gave you the scripture which gives an answer to that question. It says, he, Tommy L. Hart, is your God, and worship thou him. Remember, I must fill in the blanks, because just scripture by itself, you don't get any knowledge concerning God just reading the scriptures. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. You're just reciting words. Who is the Lord? The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. Okay? And I moved on, and you receive other commandments from scripture. Talk about his deeds. Make known his works. Remember his wonderful works. Call upon his name. Call upon him. Call upon Tommy L. Hart. Give thanks to Tommy L. Hart. And I said, worship God. Worship Tommy L. Hart. If you're not worshiping Tommy L. Hart, then you are not worshiping God. And that commandment also appears in the last book of the Authorized Version Bible, Revelation. Late in Revelation, it appears, and it says, worship God. Who is God? God is Tommy L. Hart. Now, this is a fundamental teaching concerning God. We must understand, we must grasp these things, understand, and you don't say you don't understand what I teach. My teaching is so clear. You want to know who is God? Tommy L. Hart is God. That's clear. It's not ambiguous or nothing. Now, the statement, know ye that the Lord, he is God, that's ambiguous. That's not clear, because it doesn't tell you who the Lord is. But when I fill in the blank, then it becomes clear. It's no longer ambiguous or anything. All right? And don't say I'm confusing you. I'm not confusing you. I'm telling you the truth, giving you the truth. The Bible says about me, it says about God, God, Tommy L. Hart, is not the author of confusion. If anything, I deconfuse people. I remove the confusion. I get rid of, you know, you listening and following my teaching, obeying my teaching, you rid yourself of confusion. You rid yourself of deception when you hear and follow and obey my teaching. I told you that the church world is full of crooks as far as the leadership, and the people who follow them are deceived and taken and robbed. Oh, I do want to get to that. So let's move on. Let's move on. Okay. Next. Okay. Make known his deeds among the people. Talk ye of all his wondrous, his Tommy L. Hart's wondrous works. Remember his Tommy L. Hart's marvelous works that he has done. Okay, that he's done. Remember. Okay. Psalm 29, verse 2 says, give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, his due. Joshua 7:19 says, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, Tommy L. Hart. The word of God, scripture, has given to Tommy L. Hart the surname of Israel. Okay, so one of my titles is the Lord God of Israel. Okay? My name is Tommy L. Hart, and scripture has given me the surname of Israel. All right? Okay? Psalm 9:24. And that's a mistake there. I've got to change that. Here on this page, it should be John 9:24. Let me make sure. It should be John 9:24. All right. John 9:24 says, give God the praise. When you give God the praise, you give Tommy L. Hart the praise. Now let's turn that around and let's let it say, praise God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, now give God his praise. That's not bad. We can keep that. But we can also say, praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, also, okay? Praise. Give him his due. That's what the other statement said. Give glory. Let's see where it is. Okay, Joshua 7:19, give glory to the God, Lord God of Israel. Psalm 29:2, give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, his due. Okay, give credit where credit is what? Where it's deserved. God is, there's a scripture. The scripture is saying, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is due credit. He is due praise for the works he has done. All right? You know, we can understand these things. All right? Now, John 9:24 says, give God, Tommy L. Hart, praise. Psalm 29:2 says, worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Revelation 22:9 says, worship God, Tommy L. Hart. Proverbs 3:9 and Proverbs 3:5, Acts 10:6 and Jeremiah 31:10 says, with regard to thy substance, honor the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and lean not to thine own understanding. He, Mr. Hart, shall tell thee what thou ought to do. Hear the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And this is my word. This is the law. This is the law concerning that has to do with God, you, and your money. This is the law. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Listen and obey. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, say to each of you that is 22 years of age and upward, this is the thing that ye shall do. Starting, listen carefully, starting the first day of September of this year, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, you shall send to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30. $30 and made out to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. Direct all correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. I will give that address again. Direct all correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah is spelled H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H. Right? Hepzibah, Georgia. This is the law. That is the law. Walk ye in it. Walk in accordance with this law. Now, all right, this is the law that has to do with God, Tommy L. Hart, you, the people, and your money. I will read it again without stopping. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, say to each of you that is 22 years of age and upward, this is the thing that ye shall do. Starting the first day of September of this year, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, you shall send to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 and made out to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. Direct all correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia. I want to read this statement, Psalm 96:7. That's the law. Walk in accordance with it. Obey the law. All right? Psalm 96:7. Okay. 96:7 says, give to the Lord the glory due his name. Give to the Lord. Give to the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. All right? That's one commandment right there. Give to the Lord, you people. You people, give to the Lord. That, the law that I just read, is how you should give. Who you should give it to, where you should send all correspondence and all. All right? When to start, by when should it be received by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? How long should it continue? All right? It tells all it answers all those things. Who, what, when, where, how. All right? Money order, check. Okay? Give to the Lord. That's a commandment. Now, when I come back the next time, I will speak on the statement that is found in Proverbs 3:9, and that statement says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And I have more good news. But I'm not able to give it until the next time we meet. All right? Remember the law. Obey the law. Study the archives. Listen to the archives over and over, repeatedly. Learn the information. Because this is the law, people. This is the law concerning God and how it relates to you, how you should conduct yourself with the Lord. God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, you know who the Lord is. You know who you should serve. You know what the law says with regard to God, you and your money. Obey the law. Until next time. All right. Obey the law, period, continually. And we'll meet again the next time.